Yeah, well, I'm sitting here in the parking lot. I'm looking out on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 big buses that folk have been painting all day long. One of them has a beautiful image of Lucius Walker's smiling face on the back of it, and that bus is dedicated to Lucius, who came from the South Bronx.
Wow.
One of them says, demand our right to travel to Cuba. One of them says, free the Cuban Five, destination Cuba. A couple of them are old veterans that have been on other caravans before. They're just gorgeous. And there's a whole team of people. We're just finishing up a break right now. People have been working out in the yard, painting the vehicles yesterday, spent the whole day inventorying and labeling all of the aid. But we get a little more efficient every year at that, and we've been doing well. We've been in meetings today to prepare for our border crossing early tomorrow morning. And we've got a really dedicated group. It's very exciting to see.
How are people feeling about the crossing tomorrow, and what do you expect?
Folk are really psyched about the crossing. They're like so determined to challenge the blockade and to show that we insist on our right to travel to Cuba, and we insist on our right to reach out to our brothers and sisters in Cuba. We keep saying this is not just about the travel ban. It's not just about my right to travel to Cuba because I'm a U.S. citizen and I have those rights. We want to always be reminding people that all of the stuff of the economic blockade against Cuba, the trade restrictions, the credit restrictions, all of the things that make life difficult every day for the Cuban people, all of that is still in place. None of it has changed. And we just think it's so unfair that our brothers and sisters in Cuba should be suffering for a blockade that no one can defend and that it just doesn't make any sense. The blockade is immoral, illegal, counterproductive, anachronistic, and my new word is it's just plain stupid because it's just so counterproductive. People in the United States talking about jobs and the economy, we have a market of 11 million people close by and we're not selling to them just because of some stubborn folk in Miami. The last time I passed through the duty-free shop in the Havana airport, they were selling little packages of chocolate chip cookies that were imported from Vietnam. You know, the idea that we could be, I mean, it's not the only argument we make. Of course, we're mostly concerned about normalizing relations and opening trade so that the Cubans don't have to suffer because of the mean-spiritedness of our government. But we also want to say that it would be good for the U.S. economy to open trade, and it doesn't make any sense.
Exactly.
In the year that that the three hurricanes hit Cuba, I think it was 2008 or 2009, it was 2008 because it was still the Bush administration. And Bush offered to send some aid to Cuba, but first he wanted to send 120 advisors from USAID to do an assessment. And the Cubans said, listen, we don't really need that kind of assessment because we're experts in that, and a lot of countries have already been here with aid. And the only thing we would ask you is to be able to purchase construction supplies and building materials from the United States at market price. And the Bush administration said no. This was in the exact moment that the housing industry in the U.S. was tanking, and goods were sitting on the shelves. And Cuba's 100 miles off the Gulf Coast, but Home Depot can't sell to Cuba.
Exactly, exactly. Ellen, what number is this? How many caravans to Cuba have you been on now?
Well, this is caravan number 22, and I've been on all of them except for two. In
wow.
The first one, I had just joined the office staff. I had just joined IFCO as a full-time staff member, and I stayed behind in New York to do the media work and some of the behind-the-scenes work while the caravan went ahead. And then I only missed one other. And it's so beautiful, especially now this year that Lucius has passed. And people all year have been asking, what's going to happen with IFCO? And how are we going to go ahead? And how important it is to continue moving Lucius's legacy forward. And it's so beautiful to see that we're here and we're just as strong as we were last year. Of course, we miss Lucius terribly every minute of every day, but we're so full of recollections of his vision and his wisdom and his humility and his call to action, so that it's motivating all of us to go forward. And it's really a beautiful thing to see.
Ellen, it's amazing. Just one last question for you. In terms of the actual border crossing itself, are you expecting any trouble? How does that look?
We don't know that for sure. All indications so far are that the folk on the U.S. side have the same instructions that they've always had. which means that they're going to inspect our vehicles. They might try to seize some of the aid that they think of as high technology, like the computers that we have, or we were donated a couple of solar panels for Cuba. So they might try to find those and confiscate them or hold them or something. But we don't know that yet. Doesn't sound like it's going to be a very, very difficult crossing, but we're preparing our folk to demonstrate and to resist if they try to confiscate aid from us. Once we get to the Mexican side, that's a different situation. We've been negotiating for some time in advance with the Mexican customs because we understand that with the current situation across Mexico, the folk there are under so much pressure, and we don't want to add stress to the work that everybody's doing at the border. So we've been trying to make our crossing as painless as possible. Some of our folk have been across the border today planning for that and negotiating with the Mexicans to try to facilitate that. And then we just ask for everybody's prayers as we drive across Tamaulipas because we know that violence has been horrendous. But we come as people of peace, and not the first time we've traveled through a war zone, and we're determined to carry out our mission. We'll cross over into Reynosa tomorrow. We'll get to Tampico the next night and start our program in Cuba on the 22nd.
Wow, and you'll be in Cuba for about a week?
A little bit more than a week, yeah. We'll arrive on Friday night. Saturday morning is the graduation of the Latin American School of Medicine, and we have 20 more students from the United States graduating. We're so proud of them.
Wow.
We'll be in the provinces for the 26th of July. We have a wonderful program that focuses on Cuban youth. We're going to visit a lot of the places we've visited before, but I think this time when we go to the Biotechnology Institute, for example, we're going to meet with young scientists to see how they're involved in the process. I think the Cubans want to show us how their revolution is projecting forward into the future.
Well, Ellen, safe travels. And I guess my last question is there anything that people can do on this end to be able to support either tomorrow or for the rest of the couple of weeks?
We ask folk to pay attention to our website and to their emails, and if we get stopped, to make a phone call to friendly members of Congress, make a phone call to the White House that says, let the caravan cross, end the blockade, free the five. We ask you to hold us in prayer as we cross Mexico and to work with us all along the way to end this mean-spirited and stupid blockade.